From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 3rd of June, 2009. Today is the 20th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre, wherein thousands of people involved in the pro-democracy protests that had been going on at that Beijing locale. Fatality estimates range from 7,000 from NATO intelligence to the official figure from the Chinese government at 241, were shot and killed under order of Chinese authorities. The famous incident in which a single anonymous man holds up a column of tanks in the square took place 2 days later. A British tabloid, the Sunday Express, identified the man as 19-year-old student Wang Weilin, although that identification remains dubious to this day. His fate is also unknown, with some sources claiming that he was executed by firing squad, others saying that he is still alive and in hiding in either mainland China or Taiwan. And an announcer for Radio Beijing stated at the time that the world should remember what happened there. And so today, I do. The aftermath of the assassination of Dr. George Tiller in Wichita has a somewhat odd twist to it today. It turns out that People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals plans to put up billboard signs in Wichita reading, "Pro-choice, choose vegetarian," and "Pro-life, go vegetarian." In oblique references seeking to have Wichitans find common ground behind PETA's anti-animal cruelty campaign. Meanwhile, Keith Olbermann of MSNBC has what strikes me as a particularly good idea. Quarantine Fox News Channel and its Bill O'Reilly, Glenn Beck, and Laura Ingraham, who had essentially drawn the target on Dr. Tiller's back by continually singling him out as a provider of late-term abortions and therefore calling him Tiller the Baby Killer. It should be noted that William Randolph Hearst's New York Journal newspaper repeatedly called for someone to put a bullet into President McKinley, one of those calls being written for the edition of 4 February 1900, before that year's election had even started, by no less a legendary writer than Ambrose Bierce of Occurrence at Owl Creek Bridge and Devil's Dictionary fame. And then, in September 1901, somebody did put a bullet into President McKinley. Hearst didn't punish any of the writers or cartoonists who'd called for the assassination, but the popular backlash was so strong that Hearst was forced to change the name of the offending paper from the New York Journal to the New York American. One has to question whether or not Rupert Murdoch would ever consider changing the name of Fox News Channel, but if Olbermann and American progressives have any say in it, the name won't be the only thing changed. In a commentary on Monday's MSNBC program, Olbermann called for people to ask managers to change the channel when Fox News is played in bars, restaurants, or waiting rooms, and to explain why they are walking out if they don't. Personally, I'm planning on following through on a similar idea. The doctor has me on several different prescriptions due to my assorted health issues, and since coming to Tucson, I've been using the Fry's Pharmacy near my apartment. One thing that I detest about having to use that place is the fact that near the pharmacy pickup, I have to encounter a book rack upon which there is invariably the latest screed from verbal terrorists like Ann Coulter, Laura Ingraham, Bill O'Reilly, and in yesterday's instance, Glenn Beck. After the assassination of Dr. Tiller, I've had it with these bloody things. Is there a locally owned pharmacy in Tucson anybody can point out to me that has at least a quasi-progressive management and does not carry these American retreads of Mein Kampf in their stock? Please email me at thevoiceoflabor@hotmail.com or baronofarizona at gmail.com if you know of any. Thanks in advance. Obituaries for the last couple of days include Jack Ross, Australia's oldest man and that country's last living veteran from World War I. In his sleep at Bendigo, Victoria, at 110. After this program is produced, I think I'll head home and play John McDermott's version of And the Band Played Waltzing Matilda a couple of times. And Don Dillard has died. In the 50s, he was instrumental in introducing rock and roll to the Washington, D.C. market from a little station in the Maryland suburbs. Heart attack at his Annapolis home at 74. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. Although there's no actual proof to back it up, many believe it was on this day in 1966 that Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Yes, yet another year you guys will have Bobby Gentry's voice rattling around in your brains for the next couple of hours, isn't it? Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.